Hello, radio world. You're listening to Lost Worlds in Distant Places here on WGXC. I'm so excited to be back on the radio waves with you. I can't believe it's been a month already, though. Time really flies. It's kind of wild, actually. And it's kind of freaking me out. But I'm so grateful to be here again, be back. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you're having a lovely Sunday thus far. This is the third iteration of Lost Worlds in Distant Places. I'm here. I'm Alice, by the way. I'm here once a month, every third Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For 30 minutes, that's how long this program runs. Each episode is different every time. It's always some kind of journey into a different world, different place, using sound. And these sounds are field recordings, found in archival sound, and listener submissions, depending on the episode. So yeah, thanks so much for being here. If you're tuning back in, if you were here a month ago with me, you may remember that I recently moved. I moved about a month and a half ago, actually. And I'm bringing this up again because something that moving usually entails, something it entailed for me, was packing things into boxes. And something that I packed into a box was a bunch of VHS tapes. Not movies necessarily, or not like feature films in this box specifically, but more like home videos, things being documented via VHS. And things also being recorded off of the television onto VHS. For some reason, someone wanted to keep it and remember it. And I have a lot of these tapes because I inherited them from my grandma. But not all of them were hers. I think they were all people in the family, but they were cousins and various people. Some of them were her. But yeah, I have a lot of these. And I also have tapes that I just found outside on the sidewalk because they were being thrown away. This has actually happened multiple times. And every time I've taken them because I felt sad that they were being thrown away. And they felt special because I assume they were special to someone at a certain time. So I combined them with my collection. And since they were in a box, it became this combination box of memories, basically. And when I was unpacking them just now, or just recently, I realized in watching them that I wasn't necessarily sure who recorded what. And I mean, I know that definitely the kazoo group that I watched was my grandma because I saw her in it, and she was in a kazoo group that would sing and play kazoo, and it was lovely and amazing, and I'm so grateful I have that. I love my grandma. Rest in peace. So that was definitely her, but a lot of other things were just recorded off the TV. I don't know who did it. Or they were people I didn't recognize, and I wasn't sure who they were. But they were all nostalgic to me still. And I think that can happen with shared collective memory or things that you didn't necessarily experience, but it can almost feel like you were there still. I'm telling you all this because that's where I'm going to bring us today, into this collective memory soup. I think they say also that memories decrease over time. I mean, obviously, right? But like details change over time, which can also contribute to false memories. And I'm just curious what comes up for you. Maybe some of these are your videos. Maybe you attended folklore camp in 1995, which one of them is labeled. Or maybe you listened to GrooveTube, which another one was labeled. So we'll see, especially with the sound detached from the imagery. I'm curious what will occur. So again, that's where we're going today in Lost Worlds and Distant Places. We're diving into collective VHS memory soup. I hope you enjoy, and maybe you'll remember some of this. Thanks for listening.
Yep. It's like... It out. Lift the knees, work the arms. All we're doing here is just raising the body temperature, getting your muscles warm and ready to stretch. So have fun with this part. Take it back in four, three, two. Travel up in four, three, two. One more back. Press four, three, two. Walk it up. Get ready to step, touch left and right, all the way over. Step. Over, touch, over, touch. Four back. Four, three, two. Walk it up. Four, three, two. Take it back. Four, three, two. Walk it up. Last time. Four, three. Now lift your knees behind your back. Take it together.
Thank you. that as an exercise to, you know, just try to follow and recall what you can. Let's just go over again then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Recollection. Yes, one thing I want to say. Right. Okay, so the last, first part, easy enough to follow. Most people do it now. Anyway, you can forget the pattern. Second part, step, hop, step, one, two, three is the basic structure of that, okay? And what I see some people doing is step, hop, step, one, two, three. One, two, three. And that's not the style that people dance in this area. When the foot goes, the body goes. The whole body goes. It's not just part of your body. You don't leave some behind it. Every part goes with it.
Easy for you to say. Easy for me to say. Okay. Oh,
so, ready? Hand. Step, hop, step, step, one, two, three, and then up to the elbow. One, hop, step, hop, step, and one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, step, hop, step, one, two, three, four, and up. So the hips are firmly attached. Do not have a mind that they're on. Okay, here's the fast part.
You've been listening to Lost Worlds in Distant Places here on WGXE. I'm Alice, your host. Thanks so much for joining me today in this episode's world, which has been VHS Memory Soup. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.